Today's daf is Kulin daf Kuf Yud Ches 118, and we are on Kuf Yud Zayin of Abayz, as we had the schus yesterday of starting the parak of Ha'or Vaharotev, the ninth parak according to our counting of Maseches Kulin, and we started to discuss the halachos of Tumas Ochlin. Tumas Ochlin, which is the Rambam has it in Sefer Tara, as we mentioned, the Gemara calls Tumas Ochlin more kal, even though in certain ways it's more comprehensive, as we will see in the Gemara. But it is more kal because it is food, and food cannot make a person tame. Right, a person ein adam nitma elame avatoma. Tumas Ochlin is less Tumas Ochlin. Food becomes tame from an avatoma. But all the different details of Tumas Ochlin are discussed in the Rambam in Hilchos Tumas Ochlin, and that is towards the end. It's the last area of tuma that the Rambam discusses. The Rambam in Sefer Tara, as we know, goes from the most chamor to the most kal, starts off with Hilchos Tumas Meis. Related to that is Paraduma, because that's how you get rid of Tumas Meis. And then Tumas Saras, which is also a Tumah Chamura, because it is also Metame Be'ohel. Along those lines, also Metame Mishkav Moshav, because those are also Tumah Chamuros that are Metame, and Tumah does not just go down, it goes across, as we know, Zav Zava. And then afterwards, Shara Avos HaTumos, all the other Avos HaTumos that are listed in the first parak of Maseches Kelim, and finally, Tumas Ochlin, right? That is the sixth area of halacha that the Rambam discusses, and then Hilchas Kelim and Hilchas Mikvos, right? This is, this area of Tumas Ochlin is, again, one of the classic, Rambam categorizations. There is no Hilchas Tumas Ochlin. There's no Maseches Tumas Ochlin. There's Maseches Machshirin. There's Maseches Uksin. There are Chazals all over Shas, but the Rambam came up with Hilchas Tumas Ochlin. That's his area of halacha. And the Rambam starts off with the rules of Machshirin. And then along the way, he gets into, after talking about what is subject to, what is considered an ochel, kalshu ochel hamyuchal machal adam, lechem, basar, anavim, zeisim, v'chayotze bohem, anything that is miyuchad for machal adam is mekabel tuma. Anything that is not miyuchad for machal adam, harei zeh tor, v'ena mekabel tuma, elem ken chishev ala, v'yichdo lemachal adam. And v'zeh v'zeh, eino mekabel tuma, ad sheyiv lal tchilo me'echa mishev emashkin, until it absorbs from one of the seven liquids, v'zehu anikra hechsher. Shenemar, as it says in Parshas Shmini, v'chiyitan mayim al zera, right, as the liquid falls on, eilu en shev emashkin, and then the Rambam discusses the seven mashkin, and that is it. No others besides the other mashkin. And the Perek Aleph is all about that. Then he talks more about ochel, but later on, when we get to Perek Dalet is the shear for Ochlin. That's the machlokas we alluded to yesterday. That to be mitame, for food to be mitame, it needs a beitza, the shear. But to become tame, that's the machlokas. The Rambam Shita is, there it is a kol shehu. The Rambam says in Perek Dalet alacha aleph, kamashir Ochlin l'tuma, l'tuma's atzman kol shehen. For to become tame, a tiny morsel of food can become tame. Any tiny little bit, afilu shumshum, o chardal mistame. Even a tiny little seed is going to become tame. Shnei amar mikol ha'ochel asher yachel kol shehu. Any food. V'ein ochel tame mitame ochel acher, but to transmit tame, you have to be more powerful. O mashkin o yadayim, acheyebo kebeitza below klipasa. Size of an egg. Size of an egg, that's what you need to be mitame. V'chein, ha'ochel ochlen temeim, eno nifsal, ad sheyeachel, kebeitza umechza. V'zeo chatzi pras. If somebody, is eating tame food, so that food is only gonna make him tame, midrabanan, if he eats a certain amount. Again, for tuma to transmit, so it has to be larger than becoming tame. That is the Rambam Shita. The Rambam does say, though, that only applies to solids. Hamashkin mistamin kol shehen, umitamin bekol shehen. Even though the Rambam is of the opinion, like those we've shown him, that any amount can become tame, but you need a beitza to be mitame when it comes to liquids. Liquids can be mitame bekol shehen. Afilu tipas mashkin, temein kechardol shenaga ba'ochlin o bekelim o mashkin achayim nitzmu. V'yafal pikein, shoseh, in a shoseh mashkin temein nifsal shiyishta revias kemosha biyarn. Again, all of these are based on Gemara's. The Rambam here takes Mishnayis, takes Gemaras from Sachim, Gemaras from Chulin, all over, and comes up with these categories. Finally, in Perek Hay is what our topic right now is. What we're talking about now on our daf today is the topic of extensions and appendages to Ochlin. Right? It's a din daraisa. Tumas Ochlin is a din daraisa. So we know that fruits, vegetables, even other types of foods have appendages to them. Sometimes skin, sometimes peels, sometimes shells, sometimes stems, and all different types of appendages. So we have to know, you know, are those considered part of the food or not? And that's the sugya of yados and shomrim. Right, that's what we're in now. And this comes up on a Daraisa level, it comes up to Tumah V'Tahara. On a Darabana level, it comes up to Hilchos Brachos. Right, that's what comes up, a Shomer Lepri. What bracha do you make on a Shomer Lepri? It comes up on a Daraisa level in Hilchos Arla. Right, what is the status of appendages when it comes to Arla? Whenever there's a halacha that applies to food, then you have to know what exactly is the definition of a food. Right, what happens if I put a fork into a piece of meat? So is that fork, is that now a yad? That is an artificial yad. That's not a natural yad. So what's the halacha there? So these are all different discussions of yados. So that is all halachic terms. I once saw a pshat on the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. Right? This is in the Agadic section of our shir. Right? If you look at three things, then ein ataba lidei avera. Not just la avera, but lidei avera. Not even to the yad. Not even to the handle of the avera, right? We're not even supposed to come close, right? Not even the avera itself, but we're not even supposed to come to the yad of the avera, the appendage of the avera. Right? That's the, that's how far we have to stay away from avera. Rave ruts, or have to run away from borech and avera. But that's in terms of the agada. But again, in terms of the din daraisa, din darabana, in the halacha context, we have it in Hilchos Tumas Ochlin, we have it in Tumas Hilchos Arla on a daraisa level, those two. We have it in Hilchos Brachos on a darabana level. Okay. Yados Ha'ochlin. So the Rambam, just to say, what is the yad, what is the shomer? And then we'll get into some lumdis on today's daf when we start with the, couple lines up on Kufi Yizayin Mabez. But just as background. Yados Ha'ochlin Hema Eitzim Harachin Asmuchim La'ochel. Yad of an ochel is the soft, the Rambam says, eighth branch that is close to the ochel, sheha ochel nitzla behen min ha'ilan, that the food is hangs from the tree. Kamo uktzei hata'enim, veha agasim, viksas ha'eshkol, vechena gar'inim, vechayoti behen midvaram sheochel tzorach lehem. Or what about seeds? A yad could be inside or outside. The Rambam calls a garin also a yad. V'shomrei ha'ochlin hema klipa sh'al ha'ochel shi'shomeres oso. V'chein kol kayotze bazet. That's yad and that's shomer. And the Rambam is going to discuss, we're not going to do the next halacha right now because we're going to have it today. The Rambam is going to discuss the relationship between the two and the Mishnah at the beginning of Masechta Uksin. We know Uksin is the last Masechta in Shas. And why is that the culmination? Because the Rambam and the Perish of Mishnayis in the Hakdama discusses the order, but it has to do with Tumah V'Tahara. Again, the last, the Brice at the end, Hashem Yivarech Hazama V'Shalom, ending off. But either way, that is Uksin, the last one. That, Be'ez Hashem, we will get to. Okay, so says the Gemara now. So, we're going to relate to our Mishnah. The Gemara is going to relate to a little bit later, so we'll see that's where he comes from. So the Gemara says, a Brice that says, a Shomer is Mitztaref for Tumah Kala and not for Tumah Chamura. Meaning a Shomer can be part of the shear for Tumas Ochlin, which is Tumah Kala, but not for Nevela. If there is a Shomer for Nevela, so that Shomer is not Mitztaref to the shear. What's going to be a Shomer for Nevela? As we'll see what a Shomer is or what a Yad is for Nevela. If you have a piece of hide, a piece of skin that has meat attached to it, so that's an appendage to the meat. Right? Is that a Shomer? Is that a Yad? A Yad is literally what you can hold it up with. A shomer is usually what protects it and what guards it. So we'll see. So we did yesterday the first half. That what is the source for the fact that a shomer can be mitztaref to the shear of Tumas Ochlin for Tumah Kala? That's the pasuk, I'll call Zera Zerua. In the context of Heksher, it says Zera Zerua, which is a reference to how it's planted in the ground and how is an item, how is a seed planted in the ground with all of its shomerim. With the seed, with the pea, with the klipa, with the shell. So all of that is considered also included in Kabbalah's Tumah. I was about to say it, but it's not. That's all we know. That it's included in the shear for Mitztarfas LaKabbal Tumah. Do we know, is it therefore considered part of the fruit? So that gets into the lumdis, not just the halacha. Right? What the question that is spoken about by all the achronim And again, the roots are in the Rishonim and in Chazal, as well today we'll have two opposite lines that point in opposite directions. So Lamaisa, if it's included, so does that mean it is part of the item halachically? Or it's not part of the item, but regarding this halacha, it also has the same halacha. So maybe you'd be mechalik between a shomer and a yad. Which one seems to us logically more connected? So on the one hand, a shomer, like a peel is not just an extension. But the yad is what helps you eat it. So maybe a yad is more connected. Because even after you take off the shomer, you still have the yad on. And that helps you in terms of the maisa achila. So we'll have to see which is which. So that is part one that we saw, that the shomer is mitztarif by tomakala. Next half, third to last line. V'lo shomrim l'tomachamura. But a shomer is not mitztarif to the shear for tomachamura. If I don't have enough nevela to be metame, so the shomer of the nevela is not going to combine with the shear. So minalan, how do you know that? The Tanur Rabbanan, because the pasuk says bin nevela sa veloba arshin alav kazayis basar. What makes you tame nevela and not the hide, the skin of an animal that does not have kazayis basar on it? Yochol continues the brisa hanogeya, meaning you need at least a kazayis of basar to be metame. Yochol hanogeya b'keneged basar me'achorav lo yehi tame. You might think though that if you touch the skin on the back side of the skin, opposite where the flesh is, you might think, lo yeh tame, you might not become tame, tamalomar yitzma. So this is a problem. What does the brisa mean? We just said in the first half that it doesn't make you tame. And then we said, oh, if you touch it from the back, it makes you tame. How could that be? If it doesn't make you tame from the front, it can't make you tame from the back. So obviously we're missing some words here in the brisa. So Micah Amar, so Amar Rava, Varmila Kedi, Chisuri Mechsura, says Rava or Kedi, which is either a name or anonymous. Chisuri Mechsura, Vahachitani, this is what the brisa means. Binivlasa, Velo Ba'ar, She'en Alav, Kezayis Basar, or Mashlimo Kezayis, Binivlasa, what nevela makes you tame? Only actual nevela, but not skin of an animal that does not have enough basar on it, even if the hide that's attached is mashlim to the shear. That's already araya. That's already araya, because the skin is a shomer, and you see the skin is not mitztaref to the shear of nevela. But while we're here, we have to figure out exactly what the brisa means. Yochosh ani motzi af orshe yeshalav kazayis basar. I might think that I also exclude or that has a kazayis basar on it. Tanogia kineged basar meachorav yochol lo yehe tamei. Even though the or is not mitztaref, you might think the or also is chotzeitz. V'afilu ma'isa yad nami lo avin. And you might think it doesn't even serve the function of a yad. If I touch the or on the side opposite the kezayis of basar, I might think I'm also not tamei, tamalom or yitzma. So no, so that far we don't go. The skin is not a shomer to be mitztarif to the shear, but it is a yad to say that if I've touched the yad, then I become tamei as well. So here we already get into yad and shomer. This is an example where shomer is not going to function for the shear, but it's going to function as the yad. Yad is more expansive in this specific context. Good. So Tanan Hasan, we mentioned a couple of weeks ago in a parsha shear the different approaches of to chisuri mechsura, whether it means actually that we're missing some words, right? It got lost in the mesora, or no, we didn't. Right, it wasn't lost, but in the days of old, they used to write shorthand, and in shorthand, they used to skip a lot of words, and people used to understand it anyway, even without those the explicating it. Remember, after all, when we first wrote down Mishnayos, we wanted to write it as shorthand as possible because we were violating an isser. Eis lasos l'Hashem eferu tarasecha. Rabbi Yehuda Nasi decided, but it was very controversial at the time. And maybe it's even alluded to a pasuk in Tehillim. We mentioned that in the past in the Omer Ani section of Rabbi Yosef Engel. It's a pasuk in Tehillim, even alludes to what Rabbi's going to do. But we try to minimize it because Torah Shebal Peh is not supposed to be written down. So that also is why originally it was written down in much more shorthand. But Lamaisa, the whole purpose would have been lost because we wouldn't understand it. So that's why we have to explicate it now. The Gemara helps us out. Good. Tanan Hasam says the Mishnah. Which Mishnah? The first Mishnah in Meseches Uksin. The first Mishnah says, Kol Shehu Yad Velo Shomer. Anything that is a Yad and is not a Shomer. So what are examples of something that is a Yad, is an extension, and it's not a Shomer? Rashi Rambam. Rashi says here, if you have a bone that, Rashi, Etzem, third line, Etzem She'ein Bo Moach. right? So that is a yad. You can pick up the bone, but it's not guarding anything. There's no moach. There's no marrow inside, right? So therefore, it's not called a shomer. So it's just a yad. So that's the Rashi pshat. The Rambam says, what if you have a branch that is attached to fruit? Right? What if you have a cluster of grapes? So the branches that hold the cluster of grapes together. So those clusters, those branches are yad. It's not shomer, it's a yad. The peel maybe is a shomer, if it's not the grape itself. But that's two pshatim, right? The Rav Bar Tanur here quotes both pshatim of Rashi and the Rambam. Ha'etz ha-mechubar el ha-pri, va'adam ochez bo b'shah sha'och al ha-pri. The piece of branch that you hold when you eat the fruit. Kegon ukse tapuchim anavim va'agasim, kruyin yados. That's the Rambam. V'chein eitzim sheyesh barosho basar. Or a bone, that you hold the bone in order to eat the piece of meat. A chicken, piece of chicken, right? If you're holding the bone of the chicken, of the leg, in order to eat the meat. So that bone is a yad, right? And the mead is the meat, is the actual food. So, says the Mishnah, if something is a yad, kol shuhu yad, v'lo shomer, what talacha? Tamei, umitamei, ve'enu mitztaref. What are the three halachas? Tamei, it can become tamei. We're going to go with Rashi's pshat of this Gemara first, right? Tameh, that means if the yad touches something tameh, so then the whole item becomes tameh. Umitameh, if the item, if the ochel is tameh, so then if something else touches the yad, then that yad transmits the tumah, and the other item is also tameh. So the ochel can become tameh, the ochel can be mitameh through the yad. Ve'eno mitztaref. But the yad is not mitztaref to the shear if you require a shear to be mitame. That is halacha number one. So the noun that is being discussed in the Mishnah is the ochel. The tame umitame v'ena mitztaref is the ochel itself. That is Rashi's pshat. If you look in the Rambam in the Pirush Mishnayos, he says no, it's talking about the yad. The yad becomes tame, is mitame, and is not mitztaref. Right, very different pshat. Right, the Rambam there in the Pirush Mishnayos in Uksin says it is talking about the mitame udametve klomar shahayad mistame vihistame haochel. If the ochel becomes tame, the yad becomes tame. Vihistame haochel vihistame hayad, and it works both ways. Vekiva shokla din, and it continues and explains how the other line works as well. But either way, the Achronim point out this machlokas, the stifler in his Sefer on Taurus, the Kilos Yaakov on Taurus in Simin Ayin, he points out this machlokas, Rashi Rambam, and he relates it to the Chakira of the Achronim. This is the Chakira, we just alluded to this before. The Chakira of, so when we say a Yad is mitame and mitame. So does that mean because it's part of the ochel, halachically? Or it's not part of the ochel, it's just parallel to the ochel. So you think that's the machlokas, Rashi and the Rambam here as well. He says, and what's an afkamina? He quotes an afkamina. What if I put, once a yad or an ochel become tame, what if I put the yad, a machlis the yad into the Beis HaMikdash? I just stick the stem in. So am I chayev for being mevi tuma lemikdash? So if it just happens to become tamei, but it's just nigra after, it's not really part of the ochel, then maybe you wouldn't be chayef. But if it's mamash has the status, so then it's, then you brought something tamei in. That's, he quotes that from the Sefer Makar Baruch. But in machlis tumah lemikdash, the chayev, igam b'machlis yad shel tumah chayev. V'tstadi asafik, mine ma'akiva dim noga b'hayad nitma karina be machlis tumah lemikdash. O dilma kiva dahayad atzmo eino tamei rakshu machlis umotzi tuma lo mikri machlis tuma lo mikdash. Right, that's his shaila, and that then he explicates it. He says, do we say that it's in yana shahatora chidsha shahatuma shel gufa kli o haochel overes derech hayad latamei sanogia bayad? It's just a transmitter, or do we say no? It's something deeper. She calls machu yad shel tamei o yad shel dover makabel tuma. Hayad atzma mitame umitame. And he gets that from the language of the Rambam that we just quoted. Right, the Rambam's lashon is im naga tuma ba'ochel nitma hayad. He says nitma hayad. He doesn't say that the ochel was then mitame the yad. He says nitma hayad. Umashba shahayad atzma nitma'a. Because hayna mishum shemefarish hachi hadetan bereish uksin. Right? Tame, umi tame. The Rambam says that means it's talking about the yad. The yad is the noun, the pronoun, so to speak, that's missing in the Mishnah. Shayaratza mitame umitame. According to Rashi in the beginning of Harva Rotev, right, our Rashi, no, it's talking about the ochel itself. The ochel is mitame umitame, and it just does it through the yad. But the yad is not mitame and mitame. Right, so he says Rashi is more of an open question. But either way, this is, he at least thinks it's the Rambam's trot, and maybe this is the Chakira. And he brings Raya's, obviously from all over Shas, just one other Raya he brings, from Sukkah Daf Yud Gimel. Right, we come in Sukkah Daf Yud Gimel, we don't always focus on the Zroim and the Tumah Vatara Sugyas. Right, the Yad of an Ochel cannot be used for Schach. The Gemara says, not just fruit of Makabal Tumah, so it violates one of the three conditions of Schach, but the yad of an ochel also cannot be used for schach because it's a davar makabel tuma, right? So if it's davar makabel tuma, that sounds like it's the ochel itself. Mashma says the stipler, shayad atzma makabel tuma v'nitma di'eino rak machnis umotzi umeshamish rak derech ma'avar lutuma v'lutuma l'chora ein l'kroso b'shem davar makabel tuma shi'pasel schach. If it's just a transmitter, if it's just a conduit, it's not the item itself, it shouldn't be called davar makabel tuma, that it wouldn't be able to be used for schach. So says the stipler, so that is a raya, and he quotes other rayas as well, here in Simen Ayin in Taharos. Okay, back to our Gemara. So the Mishnah says, the first Mishnah in Uksin, anything that's a yad, so then, and it's not a shomer, it's tamei umit tamei veinam etzari, machlokas Rashi Rambam, what that means. Shomer, what about the opposite case? The Mishnah continues, shomer, v'yavav isheino yad. What about the opposite case? What if something's a shomer, and it's not a yad? What is a shomer that's not a yad? Skin. Right? Skin around meat. Right? So that is a shomer. It protects the meat from spoiling, but it's not a yad. Right? It's not an extension. You don't hold the skin in order to eat the meat. They call it shomer shabashino yad. Tamei umitamei umitztaref. Right? So not only is it tamei umitamei, but it's that a shomer is mitztaref, which makes it sound like a shomer is even more part of the item than the yad is. You might say both are part of the item, but the fact that shomer is mitzaref, maybe that shows that it is even more. Lo yad, velo shomer, if something is not a yad and also not a shomer, Rashi says, se'ar. What if you have some type of fuzz on a fruit? Right, so that fuzz doesn't itself protect, right, and therefore it's not called a shomer, and you don't hold the fruit by the hair, by this fuzz. So that, lo tame, velo matame, so that wouldn't do anything. That wouldn't be tame, that wouldn't be matame. And it wouldn't be in Sarif either. Good. So that's the first Mishnah in Uksin. Yados Hechaksivi, where in the Torah does it teach me the halacha of Yados? So as we will see, three places. Three limudim that Yados are included. Dixid, the first part of Chiyut and Maimal Zera, Vinafal Midi Vlasam Alav, Tameh Hu Lachem. If water, or one of the seven liquids, falls on a Zera, and then Nevela falls on it, then it's Tameh. Tameh Hu Lachem. Lachem, lachol shebitzarchechem. All parts, lachem, every part of the item of the zera, l'rabos is a yados. So it includes yados. So all parts, that's the lachem, is an inclusionary word, right? It doesn't mean that has to be yours, but lachol shebitzarchechem, every part of the item, which includes yados. That's one pasuk by zera. Viksiv, v'chiyamas mena behema shehi lachem. So there's a lachem talking about the animal. Lachem lachol shebitzarchechem, l'rabos says a yados. So also, yad by a nevela. Right, that also, that's the second pasuk that we have. That's yad the nevela. Good. So now the Gemara says, yad lahachnis ulahotzi. So why do we have two psukim by yados? One to be machnis, that it can become tamei, and one to be motzi, to transmit tuma. Shomer lahachnis ulahotzi lasarakra. And a shomer, you wouldn't even need a pasuk for. Why? Kalvachomer miyadasi. A shomer would be a kalvachomer from yad. Uma yad she'ena magina machneses umotziya. If the yad does not protect the item, and yet it is able to transmit to him in both directions. Shomer lakal shekein. So shomer surely. So you don't need a pasuk for shomer. You have two pasuk by yados. Shomer dekaz v'achman alamali. So why does the pasuk have to mention shomer? We had before, right at the beginning of our Gemara on yesterday's daf. Could be zayin of a base. That's the shomer. Kol zera zerua as it's planted in the ground. Right. That's the pasuk by that's the makar by shomer. So what do you need shomer for? Shmamin alatzari. If it must be that shomer is adding on another halacha that not only is it mitame and mitame, but it is mitztarif to the shear. That is stage one. V'yema yad lahaknes, but now the Gemara says, all right, for the next amud or so, we're going to say maybe these makaros don't work out. V'yema yad lahaknes v'lo lahotzi. Maybe no. Maybe a pasuk of yad is only referring to lahaknes v'lo lahotzi, to make it tameh and not to transmit tumah. Shomer, and the pasuk by Shomer, lahaknes ulahotzi. And the Shomer is even more. Right, Shomer is lachnas ulahotzi. Avayad lahotzi v'shomer l'tzarev lo. So maybe those two, a yad to transmit tumah, there's no source. Right, so then, and there wouldn't be an extra pasuk by Shomer, because Shomer is lachnas ulahotzi. So Gemara said, no, yad lahachnas v'lo lahotzi lo matzah zamrit. You can't say that it's only a yad lahachnas. Why? Hashta iyule ma'ayla afuke miboy. If something has enough power to become tameh, it wasn't tameh in the first place. It has enough power to become tameh. Then, of course, once it's already tameh, it's going to be able to transmit and export the tumah, right? To become tameh in the first place is harder, says the Gemara. Once something is tameh, it transmits it. So, once you say a yad is connected enough to make the item tameh, let's say if a tumah touches the yad, then kal vachomer. You don't need a pasuk to tell me lahotzi. So, if you have a pasuk lahotzi, then you're definitely going to include the hachnis, and therefore, we're back to the original stage. So the Gemara says, maybe not. Ve'ema yad lahotzi v'lo lahachnis. Okay, maybe yad is only there lahotzi, not lahachnis. Meaning it's not strong enough to become tummy. Shomer lahotzi u lahachnis. Of a yad lahachnis, shomer l'tzari flow. Right, maybe you should again limit the sources of yad. So the Gemara says, yad yaseir k'siv. There's a third pasuk that teaches us yad. Tanur, right, this is the pasuk there in, this is all psukim here in Shmini, all the psukim that relate to Heksher Lekabel Tumah towards the end of the Parsha. Now that we have Tanur V'Kirayim, so that pasuk says, let me just find it if I can for a second. Tanur V'Kirayim Yutatz Tmeim Heim Utmeim Yu Lachem. Again, there's another Lachem. So we darshan from there. Lachem Lachol Shebet Sarchechem L'Rabo Says Ayados. So we have three psukim by Yados. We have by Zera, by Nevela, and by Tanur. Three psukim that teach me the context of yados. So, one of them is going to be extra, and therefore I'm going to be able to include all of what I mentioned, yad lahotzi, yad lahachnis, and eventually shomer is going to be extra, because shomer can be learned from yad, and therefore shomer, the chiddush could be, even to be mitzarif. So the Gemara says, hey, minam yatir, which of these three yados is extra? As we're going to say, each one of them has a chumrah, then you wouldn't be able to learn it from the other ones. So, lithra rachmanah bizroim v'leisi b'hanach v'inayu. If we would just say yad by zra'im, by the seeds, the first one quoted on top, ma'al zra'im shikin to masan maruba. No, a zera has a more common tumah. Maruba here doesn't mean chamor, it means maruba. What's maruba? Zra'im could even become tame from a rishon. Right, says Rashi, so in the second wide line in Rashi, zra'im tumah maruba, shemakablin tumah mivladei tumah. Right, a food could become tame even from a rishon. But let's say a tanur, right? A tanur is like a person, so to speak. Kalim and people can only become tameh from an avatoma. And nevela, it is itself tameh, right? So therefore, maybe you wouldn't be able to learn if it just said it by zraim. Then you wouldn't be able to learn from the others because it has a stringent sign. Lifto rachmana betanur v'leisi anach minei. Just say it by tanur. My latanur shekain betameh me'avira. We're talking about a earthenware tanur, and it could become tame even if it's not touched, if it's just the item, the sheretz, hangs inside the tanur. And what about nevela? Why don't you just write yaba nevela? No, ma'ala nevela, shekein metame adam umetame bimasa. Uba tuma yotze migufa. Three elements. Number one, nevela can be metame a person, right? It's an avatoma, an oven, and a seed cannot. Metame b'masa, nevela is also metame b'masa. We'll get to that, Be'ez Hashem. V'tumah yotze migufa, and it's inherently, it flows from within. It is an avatuma. It's not, doesn't makabal tuma from others. So each of the yad psukim is needed. So none of them are extra. So we're back to the kasha, that the whole limud doesn't work. Good. The Rambam, if you remember, uses nevela's tumas masa in the first halacha in Sefer Tara, in Hilchas Tumas Meis. The Rambam uses the fact that nevela is matame, even if I carry it, even if I don't touch it. Right, that is, as we know, three ways to make something to become tame: touching, carrying, or some tumas have ohel. But the Rambam carrying is, right, if I carry something even without touching it. So the Rambam says that is is a source for tumas masa of a dead body also, even if I don't carry it. Because if you look in the Rambam, halacha aleph, hames mitame b'maga u'b'masa u'b'ohel tumas shiva. Hames makes a person tumas for 7 days. Tumas maga v'ohel mefurash in b'torah. Maga and ohel are mefurash in the Torah. Hanogea b'mes l'chol nefesh adam v'tumas shivas yamim. Kolabola ohel v'chol asher b'ohel yitva shivas yamim. Those are psukim. In Torah Shebichsav. How do I know that a mace is metame bimasa? Does not say that anywhere in the Torah. Says the Rambam to masmasa mipi ashmua the kalvachomer advarim. Kalvachomer. Wow. Are you going to be able to get punished based on this kalvachomer? If I become tame to my space to masmasa, then I go into the base of Mikdash. Am I going to be chayev for that? Right? Punishment? After all, it's learned that from a kalvachomer. Einon shemin adin. We'll have to talk about this, B'Hashem, soon. So, the Rambam says, Im nevelo shehi tumas erev, ve'ena metame ba'ohel, metame ba'masa, our halacha, that was the one I just quoted. Nevelo only makes you tummy for 1 day, and is not metame ba'ohel. So it's very kal, and yet it's metame ba'masa, shenem rabanosi es nivlasa, nivlasam, ha'mes l'kol shekein, surely a mace, which makes you tummy for 7 days, and makes you tummy even... but oh hell, surely it should be make you tame just by carrying it. And then the Rambam continues. Uma nevela shemaga atumas erev masa atumas erev. And just like nevela, its tumas are parallel. Af hameis shemaga atumas shiva maso atumas shiva. That's the Rambam. And then the Rambam says, ain tumas masa b'meis b'divrei sofrim ela din Torah. And the Rambam says, this is not a din d'rabanan. It's a din d'oraisa. The fact that we learn it out from nevela is a din d'oraisa. And then the Rambam says, V'yira li, so why did the Pasuk not say it? Why the Pasuk said, Tumas maga, Tumas ohel, but not Tumas masa. V'yira li, says the Rambam, Shezeh sheshasak mimena hakasuv, Kiderach sheshasak me'isr habas. The Torah says one of the Arais is a granddaughter. It doesn't say daughter. Why not? Lefisha asar beferish, afilu basabas. V'shasak me'isr achilas basar b'chalav. Lefisha asar beferish, afilu Bishulo, kach shaslak mitumas masa b'meis lefisha tamei b'feirish afilu alo kol shekein matzo. That's the fascinating the Rambam. This Rambam doesn't teach me anything in halacha, just lumdus. Right? Why does the Rambam have to say for Mishnah Torah? Is that just about halacha? Why does the Rambam have to give two comparisons? Why doesn't the Torah say tumas masa by tumas beis b'feirish? Just like the Torah didn't say the isser of arayis of daughter and didn't say the isser of eating basa b'chalav, it says a more stringent, a more inclusive Isser, and Memela, we know the other one. So what the Rambam just adds, so the Kesef Mishnah says, right, you might have said, Kal v'chomer, Einon shemin adin, it might be limited, but the point the Rambam is adding is that this is a Gilui Milsa. It's not just a Kal v'chomer. It's included! It's Ki'ilu, the Torah says it! The Torah says something even more stringent. So it's included in it! That's what the Rambam, the Kesef Mishnah, adds here. Ubameis mashba de gilui milsa ba almahu de meacha shematame ba mago ba oel memeilo mashba shematame ba masa. Meilo ba mashma. So that's the, important line of the Rambam in the beginning of Chosumas Meis, but he uses this halacha that our Gemara just quoted of Nevela being matame ba masa to teach us that Tumas Meis is also matame ba masa, and that's the Kesef Mishnah on that Rambam that talks about that the Isser of Bishul Basar B'Chalav is a Siag Daraisa for eating Basar B'Chalav, right, which we mentioned back in the previous parak in Parakal Habasar. Okay, so you can't learn, each of them are needed. So now the Gemara says, Chada mi chada lo asya, so tetzi chada bitarti. So fine, you can't learn any one of the psukim bayad. Remember, three psukim bayad, Zera, Nevela, Tanur. So each one of them has something unique. So maybe just write two of them. Tetzi chada bitarti. Wouldn't that be good enough? So the Gemara says, no. Hey, tetzi. Which one should you bring from the other two? Right, maybe you should leave out Zeroyim. And if you have Yad by the other two, you'll know it surely by Zeroyim. No. Maybe Zeroyim has a Kula, and therefore you wouldn't be able to learn it to Zeroyim. Malahanach Shekain, we'll go with the gears on the side. Mi Tamin Shalo Behechsher. The other items could become Tame without Hechsher. Right? A Nevela is Tame without being Hochshar. And a Tanur, a Kli, does not become wet. It doesn't need to become wet. Torah b'Zroim she'in matamin el behechsher. So you see, there's a kula by Zroim. So therefore, why didn't it just? So that's why it didn't say zera. That's why it needs to say zera. So the Gemara says, no, I don't like that. Amar Rav Huna b'Rav Yeshua. Very important line. Says Rabbi Ben Yeshua, don't tell me that that's a kula by Zroyim, that it doesn't need to be hokshar walatan, or it needs to be hokshar walatan, or does not need. No. Peir shalo hokshiru, kitaner shalo nigmur malachto dami. Wow. Fruit that do not become wet is like an unfinished oven. Meaning, it's not a kula, it's not a kula for Zroyim. Oh, it has to become wet first. It's the same thing by an oven. An oven, until it's completed, is not makabel tuma. A zera, until it gets wet, is not makabel tuma. So what is the lumdus behind that? Right? There is a chakira amongst the Rishonim, the Sefer HaChinuch, and the Rashi versus the Ramban. We've mentioned often. Hech shel makabel tuma. Why do one of the seven liquids have to touch it? Is it because the more pashup shot, it's a fruit, but you need to somehow open up the spiritual pores in order to let tuma in? That's what the Ramban says in Parsha Shmini. That's one way to understand Hechsher. Or do we say deeper? Rashi, the Chinuch, it's not a fruit until it becomes wet. It's not a fruit. It doesn't have a shem ochel until it becomes wet. Right? That's what the Sefer HaChinuch says in Kuf Samach. He says, Lefi shederach b'nei adam b'ksas peros v'yirakos lahadichan me'afran terem sheyochu osan haya inyan al kulan deraklal shelo yu nigron ochel ad sheyuchshiru b'mayim. Here's the line of the Chinuch. And Rashi already quotes Chazal that says it. It's not a fruit. So this line is the clearest statement of that lumdus. Because the line compares, hey, it's washing the fruit is like finishing the oven. There's no Gemar Malach. It's not a fruit yet. And therefore, it's not a kula by Zroyim, says S the Gemara. So therefore, it's fine to be able to not say Zroyim. You'd be able to learn it out. On Amud Beis, we're going to have a line exactly in the opposite direction. So as we'll see. In terms of that supports the other approach. But this line supports the approach of the Rashi and the Chinuch that it loses its Shem Ochel. It doesn't have its Shem Ochel until it gets wet. The Chashuki Chemed here discusses a case where somebody won the lottery and they promised to bring, he didn't win the lottery. It was a nace and he wanted to give Hodot HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he said he's going to bring in, fruit to his Talmidim, every day for a month. And then what happened, somehow there's a problem with the water. Anyway, he can't use sink water to wash off the fruit. So he has to buy mineral water and it gets very expensive. So can he give the fruit without washing it off? Is it called fruit without washing it off? So he gets into a little bit of that, so it relates to this, Shem Ochel. So Ela Parachachi, back to the Gemara. The Gemara says, I have a different question. And again, what are we trying to figure out now? Is it possible to only write two out of three? And then I can learn the third one. So the Gemara said, no, you can't just write Zera. So we're going to ask a different question. Ela Parachachi. Mala Hanach Shekein Mitamin Shelo Benegia. Right? The other ones are Mitameh even without touching. Nevela is Tameh itself. A Tanor is even if you hang something in there. Tomer Bizroim Shem Mitamin Ela Benegia. A Zera, you need to touch it. And therefore, maybe that's why it's more Makel. And if I wouldn't have known Yados if you didn't write it. So that one didn't work. So the other one is Tanur, but Tesa Mihanach. Okay, how about leaving out Tanur? Malahanach, Shekein, Ochel. It's different. It's Ochel. Right, Rashi quotes here, remember we had a couple of days ago, that when you have a comparison, you could just get it out with a little koldehu, when you have a mamatzinu. A little, it's different. It's not food. Nevelins are our food. What about Nevela? Stigmara says, you're right. We could have gotten away without writing Nevela, because Nevela doesn't have a kula that does not apply to the other two. So if Yad was written by the other two, I could have learned Nevela. So the Yad by Nevela is extra. Yad de Nevela lamali, amenu inyan. Li Yad de Nevela, tanenu inyan, li Yad de Alma. You don't need it for Yad de Nevela, because that would be you would know that from the other two. So use it for the general concept of Yad. And therefore, Yad b'hachnis, Yad b'hosi, shom b'letzarif. Right? We, again, repeat what we wanted to say before, and that has now been defended because we have an extra yad, and therefore both of them, yad l'hakos, yad l'hosi, are learned. The shomer l'tzaref we had from the other pasuk, and we're good. Fine. So the Gemara says, maybe not. V'akati yad d'nevela itzrach. No, you do need yad d'nevela. It's not extra. Dilo chazav rachmana b'nevela. If you wouldn't say yad b'nevela, havamina, I would have said, you're right, you could have learned it out from the other two, but you would have limited it. Dayo, right? What's the rule of Dayo? We limit kal v'chomers. If we learn something from a source din to a new application, the new application cannot be more chamor than the two source dins. And fine, you want to say Yad HaNevela is learned out? Great, but it can't be more chamor than where you're coming from. So, Malahanach lo matame adam, av nevela lo matame adam. Tanur and Zeram cannot be matame adam. So learn Lad of Nevela, but only in a very light sense. So, you see, it is not extra. Ela Yad HaNevela mitzvah tzarech. So Gemara says, okay, v'shomer de nevela hu delo tzarech. You don't need the pasuk by shomer of nevela, right, which we started off our daf today with. So l'may helchum zakazir achmana, right, the line all the way on top, right, of today's daf. So fine, shomer of nevela is extra, because that you don't need. So what do you need it for? Ilis tarufe amar lo mitzarif. It's not mitzarif. Ula hotzi kal v'chomer miyad asi. And to say tumah can be transmitted through the shomer, you already know that from yad. Ella emeno inyan l'shomer de nevela, teneo inyan liyad de nevela. V'meno inyan liyad de nevela, teneo inyan liyad de alma. And then we have again, yad yahotzi, yad v'hachnis, v'shomer litzarif. So you're right. It's a little more extended, but these are limudin that you're allowed to have. Right, you're allowed to have, these are mamatzinus, and imeno inyans. And if you don't need it for A, so Chazal had the infinite wisdom that you can learn it to B, and even learn it to C, and keep jumping to a, again, you can't learn it to a context that has nothing to do with it. But Yad and Shomer, as we've said, are connected contexts. And therefore, going from Yad to Yad and Yad to Shomer is something that is flexible and smooth. The din of Dayo is a din to Araisa, just like Kavachomer is a din to Araisa. Right, the din of Daya was learned out from, if you remember, Parshas Balosra, where the Gemara in Baba Kama says this on Daf Chavhei, where the Gemara learns out Kavachomer l'Shchina. Really, Miriam Hanaviyah should have gotten Saras for 14 days, not just 7 days. Right, because why? Where does the 14 days come from? Tosfos quotes Rabbeinu Tam there that Shehaav v'Ha'Aim, the father and the mother, each give. You know, partners in creating the person. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives 10 things, right? So if you embarrassed your father a week, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu is double, right? A father and a mother are double. Okay, v'ish b'farshim, some say it's 14 because it's double Heskeros. But Lamaisa, we say she only got 7. Why? Daya love him, and I didn't leos kenidon. It's a kavachomer. The tumah of Miriam was based on the kavachomer, how long it should be. That's the source of Dayo. That's the source of Dayo in Shas. There is a discussion in the Bali Atosfos in a few places. Do you say Dayo if by saying Dayo you don't learn anything from the kavachomer? Mifrach kavachomer. So the Gemara talks about that in Baba Kama and the Rishonim. Do you say Dayo? Dayo limits a kavachomer. What if a Dayo totally knocks out a kavachomer? You don't learn anything. So that is a question, whether we would say Dayo there, or then we would allow the Kavachomer to override the Dayo, so to speak. Okay, either way, so far, we have sources. So the Gemara says, maybe not, V'yema. Next Kasha. Imeno inyan l'shomer d'nevela, taneo inyan l'shomer d'alma. Don't go back to Yad. Say, if it's not used for shomer d'nevela, use it for shomer, a general shomer, like for fruit. Shomer l'hachnes v'shomer l'tzaref. Ava Yad l'hachnes lo. Maybe you should keep the psukim within Shomer and not extend it to Yad. So the Gemara says, Ella, going back a few steps in the Gemara, Meikara kiksiva Yad achnas aksiva. What was your whole question? Oh, maybe Yad should be only lahotzi? No. The Yad, the context of Yad is written about becoming Tameh. And therefore, being exporting Tumeh is a kal v'chomer. The context is, Hachnasa. We see Rashi on the first skinny line. Klomar. Had de parchinan me resha. Ema yad lahotzi v'lo lahachnas. That original question, that maybe yad is only lahotzi, la pirchahi. No, that's not a good question, because the context of is becoming tame. That's the context of the psukim. Of Zeroim. It's the atchilas tumasan ksiva. Kshim makablin osam in asheretz. And therefore, the pasuk has to be talking about yad lahachnas, meaning to become tame, and you would know lahotzi from a kal v'chomer. Says the Gemara, Ella Shomer de Nevela Lamali. Okay, so if that's truth, then what do you need the whole pasuk for by Shomer of Nevela? We just use that pasuk as an extension in order to get to our makar. What do you need that for? Lugufe. To teach me the main halacha, that a Shomer Nevela is Tame. So Lamai, for which halacha? Ilitz Tarufe Amailo Mitzarif. A Shomer Nevela is not Mitzarif to the Shir of Nevela. Ilahakhnez Ulahotzi Kavachomer Mianasi. So what halacha do you need it for? Milsa daasi b'kal v'chomer torach v'katzav l'kra. Sometimes the Torah says, the Gemara says that even if you could have learned something out from a kal v'chomer torach v'katzav l'kra, the Gemara doesn't really say that by other midos, right? Some Rishonim apply it to other midos, but like Zeir Shava, Hekish, other ribu yamiyet. It doesn't say Torah Fakas of Lakra. As we know, Kal Vachomer is a different one of the midos. Different midah than the others. Hekesh, Gzer, Shava, Vechulu. Lamai nafgamina. So number one, Eino Shemin Adin might be a nafgamina. You can't give a punishment based on a Kal Vachomer. Three different reasons in the Rishonim and the Achronim. But one of them is that a Kal Vachomer is weaker in a certain sense. It's based on logic. Maybe there's a pircha in the logic. So a Kal, number one, Eino Shemin Adin would apply to Kal Vachomer, not the other midos. The Rabbi Yosef Engel has a fascinating ha'ara, and that is, in Beis HaOtzer, it's on page 125. He quotes the Gemara in Shabbos. Right? Moshe Rabbeinu made a Kal Vachomer at the time of Maimon Har Sinai. He was Hosef Yom Echad, right? Pirish Ben Aisha, Mai Darish Yashal Kal Vachomer. If Bnei Yisrael, right? Shalo Dibra Shechina Ima and Elisha Achas. So he had to separate. So here he's separate. He talks to Hashem all the time. So he makes a Kal Vachomer to be Pirish Ben Aisha. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Maskem Al Yado. The Torah wasn't given yet. Is there Kal Vachomers for Bnei Noach? Can we learn out a Kal Vachomer for a Ben Noach? That's the question. And he says, he quotes, it's also a Gemara. He quotes the Gemara in, where's this Gemara that he quotes? A Sifra. He quotes the Sifra in Parshas Sav. Bnei Yisrael muzharan al chelev vein akum muzharan al chelev. Bnei Yisrael have the Yisrael of chelev and not goyim. How do you know that? It's a Kal Vachomer. Eiver menachai, she'in chayon alav kareis yisur noach ben noach Yisrael. Eiver menachai, which is, there's no Yisur kareis, but it applies also to goyim. Chelev, that there is an Yisur kareis, surely should apply to goyim. Tam alomer, that's why the parsha of chelev starts off with Bnei Yisrael. Bnei Yisrael muzharan al chelev vein akum muzharan al chelev. So, what's clear from there? That without the Gzeiros HaKasev, Bnei Noach would be Chayev, would be Musarin from Chelev, based on a Kal Vachomer. So you see a Kal Vachomer, which is based on pure logic. That's not part of the Misorah that was given to Moshe Rabbeinu. It was based on pure logic, so therefore it was it applies to Goyim as well. But then he says, so why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu have to be Maskim Al Yado? Right, it sounds like he had to give him his stamp. Why do you have to give him? Lama Tzorech Haskama, Umayin Haskama. Right, so he says, why is that? So he says, maybe because, well, every Kal Vachomer might, you could learn halacha, but you're not going to be punishment. But Kal Vachomer Precha, like we said, Eino Shemin Adin, because you might have a different logic. Kadosh Baruch Hu was maskim as if to say, it's a good Kal Vachomer, there's no Pircha. Not that Kal Vachomer wouldn't be strong enough, but it's just that he's maskim. And he says, Vizeu Nachon. Says, that's, I think that's a good one. Says Rabbi Yosef Engel. Again, it's here in the Beis HaOtzer, on page 125. Okay, weiter. So, Yahachi Shomer to Alma. See if we say this by Shomer of Nevela. So, Shomer to Alma too. Ema Lacha Lahachnis. Almost the Asma Kavachomer. Torah Fakas of Lakra. So, why don't you say that you don't have the other Pasik is also not extra? Hey, Chadikal Midrash Darshinan. No, you only say, you know, Mil Sasiba Kavachomer if you don't have a choice. If you can learn something from it, then obviously you should. And better to say the Kavachomer as is. Period. Rav Chaviva Amar. Rav Chaviva says Rashi, we're going back to earlier. That Shomer de Nevela, look, let me read a Meikara. The Shomer de Nevela, you don't need the Pasuk for Shomer, so you use it for Yad. We asked before, right, use it for Shomer de Alma and not for Yad Bahachnis, says Rav Chaviva, shiny Shomer de Nevela. Kivan de Maisa Yad Ka'ovid, Ayad Shadinamai. Because the Shomer of an Avela, the skin, functions as a Yad too, so we'd rather learn Yad from it. Fine. Maskav Larav Yehuda Bar Shmuel. Now we're going back to the original halacha that we said at the end of yesterday's daf. What's a Shomer? A Shomer is something that, what's the source of a Shomer being included in Tumah? Because it goes by Zera Zerua. It's planted like that. A seed is planted with all of its appurtenances and extensions. So that's how you know it. So Maskel Rav Yehuda Bar Shmuel. But one second, we learned in the Mishnah in Uksin, Hadetznan Hapitma Shel Rimon, the stem of the pomegranate Mitztarefes V'Hanesh Shelo Ein Mitztarif. But the little hairs that come out of the top of the stem is not Mitztarif. But V'Yamai, why should the stem of the Rimon be Mitztarif? Kari Kano Kalzera Zerua V'Leka, because that stem does not grow. Is not put in the ground when you plant the seed of the rimon. And if the rule of Shomer is learned out from Zera Zerua, it's all what's with the seed when it grows, so then why is that included? You don't plant it with the pitum. Visu, and also, this is why this is all here. It's not our Mishnah. By meat, that's nothing to do with growing. So how do you know that a shomer is included? It's not like Zraim. Ela tlasa kroik sivi. Really, there are three times the word zera is used in that pasuk. Al kol zera zeru asher yizareya. Chad l'shomer d'Zraim. V'chad l'shomer d'Ilanos. V'idach l'shomer baser beitz medagim. So you learn out the halacha of shomer from all three words. Period. Amar Rav Chiya Barashi Amar Rav. Important lumdish machlokas. Yesh yad l'tumah v'ein yad l'hechsher. Rav says, a yad can be mitzari for tumah, as we just, could be an extension for tumah, but not l'hechsher. Meaning, if the yad gets wet with one of the seven liquids, it's not machshir the fruit, and vice versa. For Rabbi Yochanan Amar, yesh yad l'tumah u'l'hechsher. It is. V'maikam iflagi, z'yibayisema, svari bayisema kra. Machlokas, whether it's based on a svara or a kra. Yibayisema kra, because the pasik has in both. In the same pasuk, Mar Savar Mikra Nidrash Lefanav Velo Lefnei Fanav. So I'm saying in Perek Yud Aleph Pasuk Lamed Ches, it has the pasuk which has Tuma and Hechsher in it. The question is, how far back do you go by? So one holds that you only go back right beforehand and not two steps. Mar Savar Mikra Nidrash Lefanav Velo Lefnei Fanav. It's referring to everything earlier in the pasuk, both Tuma and Hechsher. And that's what, so it's based on a technical linguistic issue. Yibay yizema svara, or others say, no, it's a svara. Mar savar, Rabbi Yochanan says, hechsher tchilas tumahu. Hechsher is the beginning of the tuma itself. Umar savar, hechsher la tchilas tumahu. The other opinion says, no, hechsher is not tchilas tuma. So what does that mean? Meaning if it's tchilas tuma, so it's a yad l'tuma. So that kind of sounds like, maybe this is good for the machlokas that we were just talking about. That sounds like the Ramban. It's tchilas tumah. It opens the pores for the tumah to be able to get in. Right? And the other says, no, it's not tchilas tumah. Maybe he would not shame ochel, right? It's not a shame ochel yet until he gets the hechsher. It's something different than becoming tumah. But either way, this is the machlokas about hechsher and tumah. And again, that line of tchilas tumah, at least that side, sounds like more like that Ramban, more than the Rashi and the Chiddush. Just to keep in mind, the Rashba and the Ran, and both say here, the machlokas here between Rav and Rav Yochanan is only by Yad. By Shomer, everybody would agree for sure, Yesh Yad l'hechsher, by a Shomer. Shomer is more part of the item, right? If the shell or the skin or the peel gets wet, then the whole thing is Hochshar. Right, the whole machlokas here is only by yad, and there's lumdus in that hakira as well discussed. Okay, I'll have to stop by. Just read the one more. Tani kavasi Rabbi Yochanan. K'shem shi yishal l'tumah kach yishal l'hechsher. K'shem shi makabel l'tumah ela k'sheyit l'shu. Right, it's only makabel l'tumah when it's detached. Kach makabel l'hechsher ela ad sheyit l'shu. Right, until it gets titolshu, until it is detached. Okay, one machlokas Rav and Rabbi Yochanan lumdus. We'll stop here by Amar Rav, and we will continue.